Yavam Mes Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yavam Mes Bavli, Daf Pei Beis, begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Amad Beis, on the 17th line, Ve'ein Chalukim al Divrei Rav Yehuda. Ve'ein Chalukim al Divrei Rav Yehuda, the Gemara asked Chacham argue with Rav Yehuda, means he said that a Tum who was torn and found to be a male does not do Chalitza since he's like a Swiss. In the Amma, Rabbi Yossi, B'Shem, Rabbi Hila, Me'yablim, Es Ishtari, Hada Amma, Shisei Chalukim, Al Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. He answers, since Rabbi Yossi said the name of Rabbi Hila, that we do Yibim to the Tumtum's wife, it shows that they argue with Rabbi Yehuda. Kiddush, Shisei Choshishin, Lekidushov, Es Kaddish, Choshishin, Lekidushov, Nivol, Nifsom, Natuma, Knashim. If an androgynous Koyen was Makadish, a woman, we're concerned for his Kedushin. If a man was Makadish and androgynous, we're concerned for his Kedushin. If a Pasal man had relations with an androgynous Koyen, the latter is disqualified from Tumah like a woman. Either Suffolk male, Suffolk female, so we're stringent in every case. Makasha, Rabbi Niche, Rabbi Saba, Rabbi Yonah B'Shem, Rabbi Rav Hamnuna, Afilu Min V'Minai, Kosu. Rabbi Niche, Rabbi Saba, quoting Rabbi Yonah, quoting Rabbi Hamnuna, asked, well, is this even if his own type means another androgynous relations with him in any way, means whether like as if he's a male or if he's a female. Kasha im zochahu in zocha poicha in zocha poicha zocha nekeva hi in nekeva poicha les nekeva. This is difficult because if an androgynous is a male, the male does not disqualify a male. If an androgynous is a female, if he does not disqualify a female, whatever they do to each other is not considered relations. Sad zachusoi shalzeh poiseles sad nekevasi shalzeh. Now it says the androgynous is not a suffix male, suffix female, rather he has a male side and a female side. The male side of the one of the boy disqualifies the female side of the one who we had relations with. Ma'achiles nashov ve'inoi ma'achiles avodov. An androgynous who was Nival to apostle feeds his wife Chuma, but he does not feed his slaves. Machles noshav mikayach chusoi, bein machles avodov mikayach ze veze, nischalel sad nekeve shabai. He feeds his wife due to his male side, it wasn't profane, but he does not feed his slaves, because they eat due to both, means the entire body of their master, and his female side was profaned. Yaakovav zavdi b'shem v'yabo, b'shem v'yachlan o'vad v'mokom zachos. Yaakov Azavdi, quoting Rabbi Abo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that the Blazer says that one is stoned for relations with an androgynous, like with a man, only if he had relations with him in his male place, like he would have with a man, but not if it was in his female place. Simon b'shem Rishua ben Levi, afilim mokam nekeva. Simon, quoting Rishua ben Levi, said it's even in the female area. Yaakov Azavdi b'shem Rabbi Abo, Chazaba, Rishua ben Levi, Min Dein Kraya, Ve'zocha, Le'isishka, Mishkavi Isha, Eshishle, Shnei Mishkavis, Shiki Isha, Ve'ezeh Zeh, Zeh, Androgynous. Yaakovah, Rav Yaakov Zavdi, quoting Rehabo, Rishua ben Levi attracted due to the Posek, in Ve'yikah Perek Yuches Posek Chof Beis, you should not lie with a man, Mishkavi Isha, which a man has. A man who has two places for relations like a woman. And who is this? It's an androgynous. And the Pasuk obligates only for es zocha, means in his male place.